This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Nancy Palmer and Sue Carlson. They are race directors for the second annual Scrub J5K, and Betsy Farmer, the co-founder and executive director of Promise of Brevard. Thank you all for coming in. So we have a lot of things going on, and they're all connected in one way or another.
We are here to tell you a little bit about the second annual Scrub J5K and Duathlon. It takes place January 26th, which is a Sunday, during the 17th annual Space Coast Birding and Wildlife Festival. And we are partnering with them for awareness of folks with special needs. And all the proceeds for the Scrub J5K goes to Promise in Brevard, which is an organization that is building a housing development in West Melbourne to house folks with special needs. The race and the partnership is quite special because we are trying to raise awareness for both the festival, bring in more locals to the festival, as well as having the run during the festival. And we hope to get a lot of folks out during that whole week. And we welcome anyone with special needs to the run walk because it is a fun run walk. The run itself takes place at 7:30 in the morning. And the duathlon is at 8:30 at the Chain of Lakes in Titusville.
Betsy, let's come to you. Tell us a little bit about Promise.
We're going to be building a housing development for young adults with and without special needs in West Melbourne, behind the Hammock Landing Shopping Center there off of Norfolk Parkway. We've purchased 39 acres of land there, and we have a design that we've been working on for several years. We did apply for funding from the state last year, and we missed it by 1 point, so we're going to be applying again this year. We should receive about $12 million in funding from the state, which will be very exciting. And what kind of makes our project a little bit different than some of the other projects is that employment is a very big part of our project. We're going to have 8 different businesses at Promise that will hire our young adults with special needs to work. And we've opened our first, which is Promise Treasures Thrift Shop, which is located in the Metro West Shopping Center on the corner of Wickham and 192. We opened that in October, and it's very exciting. We've hired our first young adult and have 2 more that we will be hiring very soon. And we have about 30 plus volunteers that come in and work. And it's just wonderful. And it's a win-win. It's very exciting to see a young adults actually getting that first paycheck.
Some of the proceeds of the Scrub J5K will go to Promise.
Actually, all of them.
All the proceeds.
Yeah, very important. Yes, very important. Yes.
So, Nancy, that brings us to you. Everybody's heard of a triathlon, but what's a duathlon?
Well, a duathlon is a multi-sport, multifaceted event. In this case, it's a running and biking event. The duathlon is a 5K bicycle ride of 12.3 miles and then another 5K after that. The beauty of that is that one person can do that, or you can do that in a team.
Mm-hmm.
Our duathlon, the fee to do that is $40 if people register before race day, and it's $25 for the 5K event, which is a running, fun run or walk, however they want to do it. And people can register at our website, which is www.scrubj5k.com, or they can go onto the Running Zone website. We also have the event on that. But we do want to thank the sponsor, that Florida Institute of Technology is a sponsor for us this year, too. We want to thank them especially. It's one of our sponsors.
Okay, well, once again, this is the second annual Scrub J5K Run, Walk, and Duathlon. All of the proceeds go to Promise, and we hope that you will sign up and go on out. It's Sunday, January 26th, and once again, you can go to the Running Zone or visit scrubj5k.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you
very much.
Appreciate it.